Hi, it's Annabelle Metzen, and welcome to the Steep Your Soul podcast, soulful guidance for women who are seeking deeper truth and meaning to their lives. If you're ready to move past what's been holding you back and awaken to your full potential and purpose in life, then let's get started. Okay. Welcome, everybody, to this free coaching call. I'm thrilled that you're joining me, whether you're here live or you're catching up on this at another time. I'm really excited to be here and to be doing this with you. It's something I've wanted to do for a while, and I just thought I kind of felt the call, the pull to do it. So it's really lovely to be here with you. So while we're here together, feel free to have your video on or off. You're welcome to type your questions into the chat or come on to the video and get coaching that way. You'll remain semi-anonymous in this session because I'm only going to be using your first name when we do coaching together. So the video will be spotlighted to me. And it's really important to remember, like, there's no silly question with any of these things. So just come as you are. Receive whatever you need, and your coaching is everybody's coaching, is what a mentor of mine says, and vice versa. So everybody's coaching is your coaching as well. So whether you're here live or you're catching up on this at another time, I think it's really powerful to when you come into a space like this, to set the intention that you're going to get what you need. So whatever it is, like, there's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why you've tuned in. There's some guidance for you here, and your guidance may come in an unexpected way through somebody else's coaching as well. So the recording of this session is going to go up on the podcast probably sometime tomorrow. If you're listening to this now, sometime in the future, welcome, and great to have you here as well. So we'll just see where we get to with the coaching, and then towards the end of the session, I'll be telling you a little bit more about my mastermind program, Elevate, that starts in about 5 days. So I'd love to invite you into that at the end of today's session, if that resonates with you. So settle in, get comfy, try and get rid of the distractions. Let this be a lovely time just for you. So the floor is yours. Who would like to go first? Feel free to unmute yourself, turn your video on. I'm happy to wait. So whoever wants to go first, you can unmute yourself or turn your video on, and we'll begin.
I can go first if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good.
I'm Mickey. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States.
Oh, so beautiful. Hey, so nice to connect with you, Mickey.
Well, thank you. Nice to connect with you, too. I have an issue with, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
About creating a business.
Yep.
But it's starting out with my own personal weight loss journey, like the story of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stuck on wanting to put myself out there to actually start it. It's like I'm hiding.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, because I know I'm going to have to be vulnerable.
Yes.
And I don't like being vulnerable.
Yeah. That would make you very human. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm stuck, really. I'm not doing anything with it is the problem.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to move past it so I can do it.
Yeah. Great question. Is there anything else you want to share before I jump in with some guidance?
No, that's basically it.
That's it.
I'm just want to know how to get unstuck, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. So I feel like a lot of people listening will resonate with where you're at. I find a lot of people in my community can be in a similar position to you, Mickey, like have an idea, something that they want to move forward with, but yeah, they're feeling like it's hard to get off the starting blocks. Like there's some resistance there to getting going. So what I would recommend for you for, well, I think firstly, what's really interesting is when we feel called to step into something, it's the thing itself is going to be really rewarding and will create and bring in beautiful things into our life, where it might be, you know, a sense of purpose. It could be freedom, flexibility. It could be financial abundance. There's lots of beautiful things that this idea will create in your life. But also what I find is when something is really purposeful for us, the act of stepping forward into it is also part of the purpose. It's what we kind of meet as we step out and become more visible and move this thing along. That's also part of this. That's also part of the purpose of it. It's not just the beautiful things that it's going to create for you. It's really who you become and what you move through in the process to getting it out into the world that is super purposeful. So what this is really about is we need to feel safe to be able to step forward with things. And what you were saying is, I know I'm going to have to be vulnerable. I know I'm going to have to share parts of myself that are, you know, potentially quite personal for you. And mm-hmm. there's a part of you that's feeling like that doesn't feel safe to me. And that's often mm-hmm. our inner self, or, you know, said another way, like our inner child, that part of us is the one applying the brakes. So logically, you can see all of the beautiful things that this thing is going to create yes. for you, and you know you want it, but there's another part of you, that frightened, wounded inner child that all of us have, she's mm-hmm. often the one that's driving the car, and that's where the resistance resides. So the question I would be asking you, Mickey, is what do you need to do to make this feel more safe to step towards? Is there anything that comes to mind when I say that mm-hmm. to you? Like, how can you make this feel more safe?
That's a good question. The first thing that came to mind,
yeah,
is tell, this isn't going to sound right, but
it will. Yeah, go for it.
To tell the people that I know in my day-to-day life, mm-hmm. if they read it, don't comment about it. Don't okay. comment to me.
Okay.
About it.
Yeah. You want that to limit the opinions?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily of the public, because I really don't care what the public thinks. It's more so my loved ones mm-hmm. where I'm like, no, I don't want to. You're not supposed to know that. You know? It's, you know what I said a second ago is not true. I do care what the public thinks to a certain extent, not as much, but I do care. That wasn't a true statement, but that's the first thing that I thought about, is to tell them they can comment like on the website or whatever, but just not talk to me about it until I feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. That feels good. And what about is there something specific that you feel afraid that they're going to comment on? Is it there's some specifics around the journey or something about the story of weight loss that you don't want their opinions or their perspective on? Is there something specific you can pinpoint that you're worried that they might comment on?
The past feelings that I had towards them.
Okay, right.
I don't feel that way now, but I had a lot of animosity against my family when I was coming up. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that's part of my journey. So I feel like it wouldn't be complete if I didn't share that part.
Yeah. How would it feel if perhaps the first question for me to ask is, have you shared any of that privately with them before?
Very surface level.
Okay.
Extremely surface. Like, they do know that I didn't like them. They don't know to the extent that I didn't like them. You know, they don't know how hurt I was back then. That part, they have no idea.
It feels to me like sharing that with them is actually a key part of you being able to move forward with this.
Oh, Lord.
I know. And it's like, oh, I don't want to hear that.
At all.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying share that with them first and then do it?
Yes. I feel like sharing it with them first is actually what's going to make it feel easier for you to step forward with this idea overall. That's the piece that needs to come first, is working out. So rather than me broadly saying, what do you need to do to feel more safe to move forward with this idea? I would ask, how can you share some of the vulnerability around your journey in a safe way with them? How can you share some of the feelings that has come up for you on your journey about them in a safe way before you step forward with this idea?
Ooh. That I don't know, because they're not the type that likes to have difficult conversations.
Yeah, and that can be tricky.
Whereas I'm the type that runs into difficult conversations face forward, head on.
Yeah, good on you.
They're not like that. What came to mind when you said that was, again, going back to telling them to not comment to me about it. Like putting it out there. And they can read it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have that conversation with them yet, because I feel like, I know it's going to hurt them. But I don't want it. This is hard. Maybe I can write a letter to them.
Yeah. Maybe that's like that feels the safest place to start. Yeah. And perhaps it's not about the way you're approaching it. It's not about you getting them to see your perspective or your side of the story. It's simply about you sharing, this is where I'm at, and this is where I'm heading. This is part of what I'm going to be sharing. So it's like not looking to them to validate what you're about to say or validate what you're about to do. Because I think sometimes when we are unconsciously going to people to validate that for us, it almost makes that step feel extra tricky, because the stakes feel very high because we're wanting them to validate it. So it's almost like you needing to have a chat to that little part of you, the little Mickey inside of you, who that part of us is always kind of, not always, but is often seeking validation from, in this case, you know, your family, to say like, okay, let's write this letter, but this letter is about informing, letting them know, rather than trying to get them to see or trying to get them to validate where you're moving to and what you're going to be sharing. How does that feel?
That feels good, because as you were saying that, I was feeling like I can also, that may make the opportunity be open for me to make sure that they understand I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's part of what you express. Yeah.
I like that. I can do that.
Good on you. Can you see how what I said earlier, it's like the act of stepping out into this business idea is actually healing you, and perhaps healing something between you and your family as well. And that's how we know something is really purposeful.
Yes.
It's the doing the thing, but it's what invites us into and what we're invited to heal as we step into that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I appreciate that.
So that's brave work and good on you. And I feel like small but steady steps here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It's kind of like thinking about a child that's learning to walk. You know, we don't expect them to start riding a bike the minute they start crawling.
Absolutely, yeah.
So just be mindful of the expectations that you're placing on yourself. This is something new and it needs to be nurtured. It needs to be cared for. And it's okay to just to take small steps. And actually, from a nervous system point of view, it's much better for us to take small steps and allow our capacity to kind of grow as we take those small steps. And the more steps we take, we build this safety capacity within ourselves and we start to feel like, actually, I can do more of these things. Often what we try to do, I think, is we aim for the biggest thing or the scariest thing, or we set the bar so high and we might work towards that for a small amount of time, but inevitably our blocks come up because it feels too scary and we end up kind of back where we started. So small, steady steps, so much better. I think that's really underrated, is to take small, steady, consistent steps to what we want rather than huge, big, you know, great strides ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, I actually feel better about this. That's good. Right. That's good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Great to have you on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Feel free to unmute yourself or come on video. Happy to wait. You're feeling that pull? I'd love to help you. Whatever's coming up.
Hey, Annabelle, I'm just trying to get to a quiet space.
Oh, hi, Jim. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for doing this.
Welcome.
So beautiful to connect. My hesitation was around trying to put words to where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I heard one of your podcasts recently saying it was as you were stepping into working with clients again, with balancing that with being mum.
Yes.
And saying how that fills you up, like that's your what's mm-hmm. yeah. I guess my interpretation of it was you can be a better, more present mum when you're doing work that lights you up.
Mm-hmm.
And where I'm at is I feel like I'm really enjoying being mum, like more than I expected, with my little one now 18 months old.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it doesn't have to be one or the other, but my mind makes it as if that's the case, so that I'm either mum or I'm either working. So how to navigate that, how to balance that, how to make it less one or the other. Any wisdom you have on that?
Mm-hmm. Are you... Well, the first question I would ask you is, are you actually feeling like you want to go back to work? Or is this kind of a feeling like you should be because your boy's 18 months old and you've kind of got some thoughts or some ideas that like you feel like because he's 18 months old, it's now time for you to go back to work?
Yeah, I'd say it's more it should.
Yeah.
Like I've got ideas of what sort of things I'd like to be speaking about. But, yeah, I guess it feels like it would be taking away from, like any work I did would be taking away from that time, which mm-hmm. I'm enjoying.
Yes. It doesn't feel like when you were just when you were speaking earlier, it didn't feel like there was like an excitement around the idea or the prospect of working. It almost feels like, as I've just said, something that you feel you have to do, or an idea that's perhaps you've absorbed from somewhere else or just from culture.
Yeah.
Something I should be doing.
Yeah, definitely. It's a should.
Yeah.
And I know you've said in the past, if it's not like a heck yes or a F yes, like it's a no.
It's a no. And yeah.
I guess, yeah, maybe I'm full of inspiration and admiration for how you've been able to balance it. And there's kind of a should around that, like, oh, I should be able to do that if I wanted. And yeah, but on the whole, I really enjoy my day to day.
Beautiful.
So I don't feel that I want to be doing something that takes away from that.
Perfect. So really what your work is, Jem, is actually leaning into that and giving yourself permission to actually just walk out your own path around this. Because there's so much noise, isn't there, you know, in lots of ways in life, but especially in motherhood, because you can chop it up in so many different ways, and people will have all sorts of ways that they choose to be a mum. And I think it's about tuning out of that and really asking yourself, like, what feels right for me? Because I often think what feels right for you is actually right for your baby or your child, because they've kind of come into this journey, you know, they've chosen you as a parent, and what feels right for you is right for them. And for me, like, I had, oh, you're muted, Jem. I don't know if you meant to mute yourself or not. I know for me, like, when I was thinking about, like, just before I had Eloise at the end of last year, I was thinking that I actually would like to go back to work reasonably early after having her, not in a full-time capacity. And I still don't work in a full-time capacity. I work very, very part-time. And I had major guilt about that. I was trying to find examples of people. I was like surveying all my friends, like, so how early did you go back? Like, how much work were you doing at this age of your baby or your child? And I was trying to find almost like a frame of reference or a guide or a model of, and really, I think now that I'm saying this, what I was looking for was validation.
Yes.
I knew I wanted to do it that way, but I was looking for someone to validate the thing that felt right for me.
Mm.
And so I offer that to you, Jem. I think it's actually about you really sitting in your own choice and what feels right for you, and really validating that yes, there are other options. You could be out working, you could be doing something else, but you don't want to. And you get to use your discernment in that way and to say, that doesn't feel right for me. So I'm going to really sink into the season that I'm in and let this really fill me up. And more importantly, I let this be enough, because this is enough. I don't have to be working in order for this. This is enough. What I'm doing is enough.
Yeah. I very much feel it. But yeah, the mind runs me ragged sometimes.
Yeah, it sure does.
A parent at the park and, oh, you know, when did you go back to work, rather than was the question I got asked.
Mm.
And I was sort of, oh, I'm not working. And I didn't sort of felt awkward about admitting that.
I think it's very much about standing in your power as well. So when people ask you those sorts of questions, it's, you probably almost feel your energy shrink.
Mm.
So it's almost, if you wanted a practice around this, I would in my mind imagine myself back at the park talking to that person and her asking me that question again, and I would visualize myself like really holding my energy and like being more in my power and how I
respond.
Really owning my choice and my decision to be at home and respond in that way.
I mean, the other yucky part that I guess is a part of that defense piece is I'll find myself kind of judging, almost looking to see if, to put words to this.
Yeah.
Like, because their kid had a meltdown. Nice. In my mind, the thought dropped in of, it's because they're, you know, in care every day a week. They're not coping. To the core of me, I don't believe that that's the case. Like, kids have meltdowns. But it's the mind is kind of doing this awful judgmental thing to justify myself.
Yeah, and that's just purely a projection, isn't it? Because somewhere you're judging yourself for the choice that you've made to be at home. So I think we find those judgments or those projections really clear up and, you know, often released when we, and this is like shadow work, isn't it? And it's digging into that next layer of consciousness, which I know you can do, and looking at, where, if I'm judging that person and their choice, where am I judging myself in a choice that I'm making? And how can I accept myself more fully for the choice that I'm making?
Yeah. I mean, even admitting it, I can feel it's dissolved.
Yes, exactly. Bringing it to light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think I was just pushing it aside rather than getting it out.
And it kept trying to get your attention, probably through like the looping thoughts or the judgments. It should keep showing up, doesn't it? Almost like tapping on our awareness to say, like, hey, can you bring me up? I need to be seen.
Yeah. So thank you for letting me be seen.
You're welcome. How does that feel now around, how do you feel now is what I'll ask.
Yeah, definitely lighter after letting it be seen. Like it. I guess that's my challenge is, rather than dismissing those thoughts or pretending that those so-called judgments aren't there, just seeing them and going, well, that's not true. So thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. Well done, Jean. Okay. Who would like to go next?
I was just going to say, Jen, as a mum of a 15 and 18-year-old, I had to go back to work at 6 months with both of them as I was the breadwinner, and I still feel guilty about it now. So never, ever feel guilty for wanting to be with your babies.
Beautiful. Yeah. And we all just do it differently, don't we? And there's all sorts of we're all walking out our own path around this. We all have our own journey with this. And, yeah, I think the crux of your coaching, Jen, was really about accepting and owning the path that you're walking and seeing it is enough and complete. Yeah, beautiful. Okay. Leola, did you have anything that you wanted to ask, any coaching you wanted to receive today?
No, I was just really keen to just listen in, actually, because I haven't really done any. I've been watching from afar. Annabelle, I just love your stuff and love you. A friend of mine actually has been to a few your retreats and things, and
So
I just saw that it came up today, and I was just really keen to tap in, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, beautiful. Wow, it's so lovely to have you here.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Cool. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else have anything they want to ask? You're also welcome to type a question in if that feels easier for you. I'm going to pull us a card. See what comes through. What is the card that we need today? Just while I wait, but you're welcome to come on with a question if you have one. Okay. Okay, beautiful. So this is a guidance card. So I always love this because I feel like we all get different messages from guidance cards. This is from the deck Wisdom of the Oracle by Colette Baron-Reid. If you can see that there. I use this one all the time. I feel like it's a really beautiful deck. So the card that came up was community, but it came up upside down. And when it comes up upside down, that means that we read what's called the protection message. So I'll read this out and just like tune in and see if like anything drops in for you around this guidance. So it says, beware of compromising your integrity in order to belong. How do you dim your light or change yourself so that others will accept you in the group? Do you hide who you really are in order to play a role within the larger whole? This will never fulfill you. Now is a time to assess your willingness to be real. Stand tall and be you. Authenticity is true self-expression and the only way to empower yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself and step into the role your heart tells you to take. Making yourself small bears too high a cost. And I feel like that is beautiful guidance for both of the coaching that we had today, Mickey and Jem. I feel like there's some gorgeous guidance in that for both of you around, yeah, allowing yourself to walk your path, to stand tall, to be true to yourself, to express yourself in a true way. Yeah, I think there's definitely something there for both of you, and perhaps anyone listening, there may be if you kind of came into today's session with something that feels stuck or sticky, there may be some guidance in that for you as well around giving yourself permission to be yourself, to walk your own path, to do it your way, and to be seen doing it your own way, to know that it's safe to be yourself. Okay, any other questions before we finish up? If not, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my mastermind program, Elevate, that's currently available for enrollment. We actually start on Thursday, the 27th of July. So if today's coaching has resonated with you, if you would like to do more of this, then come and join me inside Elevate. We do this type of coaching every week for 3 months. Then we have this lovely intimate group forming. There is room for about 2 more people to join us. So I will leave a link to the mastermind in the chat now. And I'll also leave a link to it in the description of the podcast episode when this goes live. So this program, the Mastermind, is really here to help you step into your next level of success, but in a way that feels lighter on your body, mind, and nervous system. So it's here to help you build deep belief in yourself, to know really down to your core that you're capable and that you belong in the spaces that you work in. And it's here to help you hold life and work in a much lighter way. The work we do will also support you to call in opportunities, whether that's new clients for a business or a new job, clarity about your career, new responsibilities in your career, more abundance. It's here to help you call in and create more good stuff in your life and work, and not from like an urgent or scarce place, but from a place that feels relaxing, that feels soft and light on your body. And really from this place of deep trust and self-belief. So the mastermind would be an amazing fit for you if you're in a corporate or professional role and you're experiencing a lot of pressure in that way and you want to learn how to do your job and reach more success in your job, but in a way that feels lighter and easier on your body. Maybe you're in business or you want to be in business and you want to work with more clients, create more abundance for yourself, and you know that the inner work is really the key that's going to unlock that success for you. Perhaps you're in a leadership role or you want to step into a leadership role and you want to deepen into your own growth and show up for your people in a more expansive way. if you want to really feel and know that you're capable and that you belong in the spaces that you're working in, if you want to wave goodbye to hustle culture and really burning yourself out to get to where you want to be, we're totally flipping the switch on what it means to create more success. And you'll learn how to create your next level of success, reach the goals that you want to create from a much more calm and settled nervous system. So basically, the mastermind is for women who want to grow and expand and reach new levels of their potential, that want to call in new opportunities and results from this place of deeply believing in their gifts. So maybe there's new things that you want to bring into your life. Maybe sometimes you struggle to hold the self-belief or the belief that you can have the things that you want or that it's possible for you. The mastermind will really expand your capacity to receive and to help you really deepen into this belief that what you want is possible and will support you in stepping out and creating it. So we meet weekly for 3 months in a really similar way to these sessions. So some weeks it's me teaching on core concepts of the program. Some weeks purely just Q&A sessions. Some weeks we do energy clearing work, nervous system focused work. You also get access to 2 beautiful bonus programs of mine, my breathwork course and my 4-step process to release emotional stress course. There's also a private podcast feed attached to this program as well. So you can catch up on any sessions that you miss. That's all loaded up into our private podcast feed. So making every single session over the course of the 3 months is not a requirement, and it's not needed in order for you to get beautiful results from this program. So you'll get exactly what you need, no matter how many sessions you tune in for. The magic is still the same, whether you're here live or whether you catch up on the replays. And I'm here to guide you across the 3 months of this program, live in our sessions every week, in our Facebook group each day. So you're going to feel really supported every single week of the 3-month program to create these beautiful shifts and changes for yourself. So we begin on Thursday, the 27th of July. So next week, really soon. I won't be opening enrollment again until March of next year. And at that point, it'll become a 6-month program. So it's a great opportunity to join now when it's a 3-month program. It's obviously a smaller investment than the 6-month one. And it's a great time to be doing some beautiful work on yourself, you know, as we lead into the second half of the year as well. And also, if you know someone who might be a great fit for this, send them a link to the program. Send them the link to this podcast episode. There's also a podcast episode where I'm talking more about the mastermind, and that often can be a good one to send on to anyone you feel that would be a great fit for this, that would really benefit from the work that we do inside the program. So I'll leave a link to the mastermind in the description of the podcast episode that will load up shortly. That has all the information. You're also welcome to book in for like a complimentary 15-minute call with me. Those are available if you want to kind of chat through the program and whether you feel it's right for you. You can get in touch with me to book one of those as well. And yeah, if it feels like a good fit, I would absolutely love to support you inside there. But it's been lovely to connect with you guys. Thank you for those who came here. I plan to do more of these because they feel really fun to me. I really enjoy being able to connect with you live and to just sort of see what comes through, because your coaching is everybody's coaching. And, you know, we all sort of have what feels like unique things that we're walking through. But, you know, after doing this work for over 8 years now, it often feels like we're the only one working through something. But when you come into spaces like this, you actually start to realize that, you know, we all share really similar challenges. They might be expressed in a unique way, but underneath it all, a lot of our stuff is really similar and the same. And even just sitting in that realization can be very healing and very powerful. So lovely to see you all. Thank you for being here live. And yeah, keep an eye out for another one of these sessions. I'll be emailing out about them. I don't know when it will be, but there'll be another one coming up soon.